The Pat Kenny Show
with Mater Private Network
on News Talk.
Now, with the stretch in the summer evenings leaving many of us wishing we could live and enjoy a four-day working week as has been promised, one of my contributors believes that a more effective alternative is simply to cancel afternoons. Jennifer O'Connell of the Irish Times. Good morning, Jen.
Hi, Jonathan. How are you?
I'm good. What time are we knocking off then?
I won't be knocking off today till probably 6 or maybe even 7 this evening, which might be one of the reasons why this struck me as such a good idea. So, look, I'll say first, I wouldn't see this as an alternative to the four-day week. I'm a big fan of proposals for a four-day week, but I know that employers have concerns about the logistics and the impact on clients and customers, and I think that's understandable, and I think it may be coming, but it's going to take a little bit of time to come into effect. So an alternative with potentially fewer logistical challenges that came up in a conversation I was having with some Spanish friends of mine recently is this idea of a more compressed working day. So they work according to what they call, and you're going to have to excuse my Spanish pronunciation here, but a jornada intensiva model in July and August.
I'm not going to query that because it sounded good enough to me. Go on.
I think it might have been like Italian with a little bit of French in there as well. But they start at 8 a.m. and they finish at 3 p.m. So that's a seven-hour working day. They don't take any lunch. So they're entitled to a 15-minute break because they've been working 6 hours on the trot. But it means that they can finish up at 3 p.m. and they can take their kids to the pool. They can go off and learn how to make cheese. They can do their life admin. They can go to the bank. They can go to the motor tax office. They can do whatever they want. And the beauty of it is that they don't get paid any less because they're still doing the same amount of work. And they said to me that they work more productively during the summer than they do in the winter when they revert to normal hours. Because they know that, you know, if you're getting out of there at 3 o'clock, that's a pretty big, you know, incentive not to be wasting your day on Instagram or on personal calls, or not that you or I would do any of that, Jonathan, but some people do, reportedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
So it's an incentive to sit down and get straight to it, you know, and I just think that to me makes complete sense on so many levels.
No, I agree with you, Jen, but there's one element, though, I will bring into question. You mentioned something there called a lunch break. I'm not familiar with that phrase as somebody who runs his own business. Well, what is this lunch break and how can I avail of it?
Well, you see, and that is the point, isn't it? Most of us don't take a lunch break anyway at the best of times. I mean, I've got a bit better now that I'm sort of, you know, full-time remote working. I'll pop downstairs when my daughter comes home from school and have my lunch break to coincide with her kind of first half hour of being home. But on busy days, on deadline days, that goes out the window anyway. So, you know, we're entitled to this lunch break that we're not taking. So why not just do away with the concept entirely? You can eat at 3 o'clock, or you can grab a bite to eat at your desk in the meantime, and work harder and work more focused in the mornings, and like turn the phone, you know, into do not disturb mode, which I find incredibly helpful when I'm trying to write, and just crack on with it. And, you know, it's because I think, like, a lot of us now work in the knowledge economy, and obviously there are people for whom, and there are industries for whom this just wouldn't work because they're required to be in particular places for particular hours. So, you know, people in retail or hospitality or people in healthcare wouldn't be able to avail of this. But for people who are knowledge workers where their job involves sitting at a computer for most of the day, why does it matter what time you're sitting at a computer? You know, if you could start at 8 and finish at 3, and then particularly in the summer months, I think it would just be life-changing for young families. Because I think you're a parent of young kids as well.
Yeah.
Like, the summer is just one minor childcare crisis after another, and it's calling in favours, and it's trying to have play dates, and it's spending, you know, like half of your month's salary on one week in some expensive summer camp where they're learning the songbook of Les Miserables or something, and they'd much rather be at home. So I think, you know, I think if you could let them kind of lounge in front of the TV for the morning, maybe, I think I would probably be doing that, the TV and the Xbox, because you know that at 3 o'clock you're going to down tools and you can take them to the beach or you can take them to the park.
Well, exactly. You have options. By the way, I'm loving the sound of that summer camp. By the way, I'm going to force my children to go to that. I mean, it was me fumbling around with cool camps. Yeah, when they could be doing musicals. Neil MacDonald is the CEO of ISME, which represents small and medium enterprises. Good morning, Neil.
Morning, Jonathan.
There hasn't been a rush to the old 4 day week, I suspect, from a lot of Irish companies. Would they be more likely to embrace Jennifer's idea?
I'd say that would depend in many cases more on the employees than the employers. I would say there's an awful lot of businesses working on a 3 and a 4 day week already. Post-pandemic, Jonathan, believe it or not, after remuneration, after the actual cash part of the package, the structure of the working week is probably number two now for most people in an employment setting. So to a huge extent, this stuff is happening already. I would say that probably a four-day week would be, for commuting purposes, would probably be a higher priority for a lot of people than just shortening the working day. But I can tell you that a great deal of this stuff is happening already. And as Jennifer says, you know, there are sectors where this is amenable, where it would work. And unfortunately, you know, the service sector probably isn't very amenable to it, but very metrical jobs or knowledge-based jobs where people sit in front of a screen for a large part of their working day, yes, they can increase their output, yes, they can work through lunch, and yes, they can finish earlier.
Yeah, but isn't it the case and the reality that Elon Musk got criticised for saying, either come back to the office or I'll assume you've quit. He was just vocalising what a lot of CEOs want to say but are afraid to say because of all the nice things that you've just mentioned.
Twitter nor Elon Musk are members of ISMI, so I can't talk to them, Jonathan. But they're in certain sectors, this would be more a recognition of the way that Irish employment law works. For example, there has been an impetus to get people back to work simply to regularise what their working pattern is going to be and where their place of work is going to be. So, for example, as a very minimum, Irish employment law requires the employer to set a place of work, and all sorts of other things hang on that. So the payment of expenses and so on, mileage, civil service rate expenses. So they're actually, it's not as simple as just saying to people, you know, work from home at your will. And that sort of stuff does require regularization. So that has actually driven a lot of the return to the office debate in Ireland and more broadly in Europe. But many, many employers are actually contracting people into employment on a purely work from home basis.
Yeah. Jennifer, just to finish up, and by the way, we want to hear from our listeners on this, 53106 for your text messages. Would you be in favour of clocking off at 3 if you started at 8, if it meant you had more family time and time to enjoy things? What are the criticisms that us Irish people have when we go abroad to places like Spain where they do that? Nothing opens after 3 o'clock. If you want anything done officially, good luck and good night. You're not going to get it done. And I don't think we'd be as tolerant over here of not getting access to what we want when we want it.
Yeah, and I think we probably all need to learn to kind of relax a little bit on that. Like, you know, when I was writing this, I was thinking there are very few kind of urgent requests that come into your inbox after 3 o'clock that couldn't wait until 8 a.m. the next morning. And I think if you had incredibly efficient services between 8 and 3, you just get used to getting your stuff done at those times. Just to say, Jonathan, as well, like, there is more flexibility coming in under a work-life balance bill. It's part of an EU directive requiring us to bring this in. It'll come in August, and it gives parents of children under 12 and employees who are providing care to children over 12, as in children with an illness or a disability, will have the right to request flexible working time arrangements. But so that is coming. It hasn't been extended to all employees, which I think was a disappointment for some people. But the right to request is not the same as the right to have, and it's not the same as it being a widespread sort of shift in our thinking about the working day. And the model that I'm suggesting wouldn't apply. It would apply to everybody, not just to parents and not just to parents of younger children. And it also wouldn't involve any reduction in pay. So I think it's win-win.
Well, we have to be careful as well because, Jennifer, somebody's texted in to say, have you not heard of the Working Time Directive, which dictates employers must give lunch and breaks after certain amounts of time worked? But I'm sure that the people in Spain you're talking about, in the same
they
way
have the
British
same,
government...
They're entitled to a 15-minute break. And they can take that if they want.
They're breaching the Working Time Directive in a limited and specific way. And as we know, that is the way to break the law, if you're going to do it that way. Jennifer O'Connell of the Irish Times, thank you very much for that. Neil McDonald, CEO of ISMI, thanks for that as well.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Matter Private Network.
Weekdays at 9 a.m. on News Talk.